This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're already 35 seconds into this third and final rip-roaring hour. And we're about to go straight back to your calls and then into some more of the news that I was just mentioning before we ended the last hour. I do want to spend some time on this Arnold Schwarzenegger situation because, you know, it's come out that he posed for homosexual magazines, but not that he was in the whole Mapplethorpe underworld. Mapplethorpe, you know, who would photograph the homosexual orgies and blasphemous stuff, defecating on religious Christian icons, putting crosses in urine. I'm sorry to have to mention this, but this is your Christian conservative that Limbaugh and Hannity love and defend, that Bush says is a good guy. And they've known all this. I saw this in newspapers in the 80s, folks. So it's amazing stuff. And I think it'll probably get him an even bigger endorsement by Bush. I mean, you know, this is what they do at the Bohemian Grove, folks, or in the Washington Times, Sacramento Bee. I mean, it's old men running around naked in the woods. And this is confirmed. So, and Arnold loves it there. He's been hanging out there since the mid-80s. It's really sick, but I mean, I guess you got to own racehorses and gamble and have whores all over the place. I mean, that, just to write a book on virtues, you gotta, you know, be or to be Pat Robertson, you gotta be involved in that stuff. But to really be a conservative, you gotta be in homosexual pornos, basically. So again, I'm a liberal socialist because I'm against all that. You know, I'm beginning to figure this out. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Ohio. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome. Let's turn that radio off. That would be absolutely fantastic. Now let's go back to Tom now. He maybe is aware that we're talking to him. Tom, go ahead.
Here I am, Alex.
Okay, go ahead.
I was calling you to see if I could get. Have you got that newspaper article that on the dollar collapse on up on your website?
Yeah, that'll be posted on MondaysInfoWars.com and FridaysInfoWars.com and FridaysPrisonPlanet.com, but I ended up getting around to it. Oh, yes.
What time?
Well, it's just every day there's an update.
I mean, Friday. What do you know what time you'll have it up?
No. It was up last Friday.
Oh, it's already there.
Yeah, there's an archive. You just click on whatever Friday was. Was that the 19th?
Can you give me the news source you got it from, Alex?
Yeah, it was the London Guardian. It was an official. It had a link to an IMF statement that was, it's the dollar's going to collapse. They're going to take us over and take our standard of living away because they love us and care for us.
Is that LondonGuardian.com?
It's like .co.uk or something. Sir, it's just on Infowars.com.
I just wanted to make some copies, Alex, and get them
out.
Well,
no, that's important. I'm glad you're asking about it.
I really appreciate what you're doing, Alex, and please don't stop. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tom, for all you're doing. Really appreciate it. Gary in Kansas, go ahead.
I just have two quick things. First, I hope Mel Gibson, and if his father's listening, that he'll stay the course. Take any scenes out of his movie. I just, you know.
Out of The Patriot, which was attacked for its evil.
Yep, and they tried to snuff that too out. But
I mean, he's not like Arnold. Arnold says, I love Hitler, so the Simon Wiesenthal Center gives him their highest award.
Yeah, and yesterday.
But I don't like Hitler, so I'm attacked by them.
But anyway, yesterday I talked to a lady whose husband's still in Iraq, and I guess a week ago, one of their people in his division or something, he's getting so depressed over there because they're not doing anything. They're just policing. They're not helping the water situation or electric. Guy shot himself just so he could get home to his, his wife.
Well, the mission is commit genocide against the Semitic peoples of the Middle East. The New World Order hates them, whether they're Jews or Palestinians or Arabs. And that's what the globalists want to do, and it's anti-Semitism. They're killing the Semitic people that live in Iraq. And they've killed over a million of them and 500,000 children, 700,000 children. And Madeleine Albright says it's a good price to pay. Stay there. I want to hear more news from the front when we get back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340 or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Already 8 minutes and 27, 8, 9, 30 seconds into the third and final hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. I've talked to a lot of troops that have come back from the war. I'm trying to get them to come on the show. They think this country's so free, they're afraid to do it. I've talked to a lot of their wives. I've talked to some of their husbands. And they say they're doing nothing to help the Iraqis. When children are sick or shot, they don't help them. They say people are rewarded who are bloodthirsty and kill innocent people. To have a job, you've got to get a special Halliburton bracelet with an RFID tracker chip. I mean, it is a model country. Totally enslaved, the people totally enslaved, criminality, murder all over the streets, and that's the design. America plays the part of the bad guy, got to really squeeze them. Then the UN comes in, restores order, brings in the water, does all this, plays the part of the good cop. And that's exactly what we said would happen. That's what we're now getting from the troops. And if there's troops out there listening who just got back and you want to call us, don't be afraid. They don't know who your voice is. They don't know who you are. Give us a call. Tell us about it. 1-800-259-9231. But if you're in the military, call us now because there won't be lines open in a second. There are some lines open right now, I'm told. 1-800-259-9231. And I never called that number, 800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Kansas. You say you've been talking to some of the troops that are back, and what are they telling you?
It's a wife I know of, one of the troops over there. We've been knowing each other for about 2 years, and she hasn't seen him since March, so he's been gone almost 7 months, and there's no leave for him. They're stuck there till April. He's a reservist. I'm not going to say much more like you say. But when she told me that guy was so depressed, morale was so down over there, and then they don't paint that picture on the news at night, then he literally shot himself to get home to his wife, and he may be court-martialed or whatever they do, but these guys are being disused over there, and I feel for the troops because I know the one person too. But
well, also, they truck the water in of questionable quality from Kuwait.
Yeah.
Trucking water in from Kuwait. We've done the math. Just buying them big Berkeys, which thousands have been sent over there by listeners of this show and by Jim Shepard, the goodness of his heart.
They email a lot, she says, and they talk maybe once or twice a week. But, you know.
But, I mean, think about this. They don't even give them good water, sir.
No. And then they don't. She told me that you're right. They haven't done anything with electrical power or the water stuff.
But that's the genius of the government. So Halliburton will make more money because they're involved in water supplying. They won't just sell them some, water filters. The government just won't buy some filters, any of the quality filters that are out there, and give something to the troops that'll give them good water. It's got to be trucked in because Halliburton makes so much more money off that. And guess what? Halliburton's over water. So do you think? So no, Halliburton's going to restrict the supply so they can make more money off of it. They don't want to fix anything.
For 6 months, you think we'd be a better, whatever, get things done. But no, we got to gouge it more, $87 billion and all this other stuff, the lies and deceit that keep going on with our government, and it's just unreal. But I just feel for the troops because I served in the Reagan years just for a brief moment. But everybody, I hope more will come home safe. But to not be with your wife for a year, not even have like World War II where you had to leave, go for a week or two, then come back or stuff if you served a certain time.
Well, they told them it's all volunteer, but that's not true because they're recalling people that were in the early 90s. Because there was a small little subsection in your papers, folks, when you sign up for 2, 4, 6 years, whatever. There was a little section that said we can recall you whenever you want. They're now doing that, calling it volunteer. There's already a draft in place of people that have already served. And it's a bunch of draft dodgers and AWOL people and chicken hawks like Bush running things, just like Clinton.
We've
got all that going on. And now they told the troops, as soon as you get into Baghdad, you'll be back in a month. That was a lie. And now they're taking the health care away and charging troops that step on landmines that are shot. When they're in the hospitals in Germany, this is Stars and Stripes magazine, they are charged $8. What is it? $8.10. Per meal.
Then you have Afghanistan. I knew a guy that was over there a year ago. You have Bosnia. You got people still policing those, but they're not giving the government back to those people. It's just like you said, the police state again. But thanks for your time again.
Thanks a lot for the call. Well, they put all the drug lords in charge. I mean, it's just now the opium's flowing. Thank you. I talked to at the Alamo Draft House in Houston, the big movie theater where we showed Road to Tyranny to an overflow crowd. I talked to one guy who just gotten back, had the high and tight haircut, all sunburned. He said, man, it is horrible. He goes, I was in Kuwait, then in logistics, and then bringing stuff up into the north. And he says, it is just hell on earth. Those people are starving to death, cholera, sickness. We kept getting sick. Because when you got a starving population, the germs get really bad and spread really bad, and even healthy troops get it. The troops, it's so hot, and they're sweating so long, and they can't take showers. They're getting big boils under their arms. Food's horrible. The water trucked in's all rancid in these big Halliburton trucks. They won't give them water filters. There's depleted uranium all over the populated areas. Troops are all getting real sick. They're getting sick from the smallpox and the anthrax shots, which they now admit's causing a lot of problems. And when the troops get shot, they have to pay for their own food in the hospital, folks. And they're being told, you may just stay for year after year after year. You may never be able to leave. Ha! Huh. Unbelievable. But, supporting the troops means you don't care about them. You just stick a plastic flag on your car. It's everything America stands for. It's flushed down the commode. I don't want to hear it from you, Alex. You just aren't patriotic. we got to compromise and let Bush ban assault weapons. I've actually heard that. Well, he's, I just like Bush. I like my guns a lot more, okay? Being some idiot, weak-minded person. Michael in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Dude, Alex.
How you doing?
I talked about two subjects. One, I want to thank you for making your excellent, excellent videos. Me, my friends, John and Mary, made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of copies in the Pittsburgh area and distributed them.
Well, I want to thank you.
No, I want to thank you. You made the resources available to us at such a fraction of a cost. Let us use them to help educate your fellow Americans. I appreciate that. Point number two is, I want to talk about the guy in Pittsburgh we're talking about, the radio talk show host. Now, as far as the Democrats go, this sounds just like you on Clinton. You sound like brothers. Waco, 800 don't shut down. Oklahoma City, you guys sound same. But when it gets to Bush, he gets like, I don't want to hear it at all.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, Bill Clinton's evil. Hillary's evil. Oh, they're so bad. Let's talk about them all day. But you call in that show and go, why is George Bush blocking Pardongate? Actively blocking and protecting Bill Clinton, threatening a World Net Daily reporter to, the president says, don't talk about it, and I suggest you do. You know, that's on the record. Why? That I don't want to hear about Bill Clinton if George Bush is protecting him. It makes me mad.
Well, this is where you and he would be an excellent guy to bring on the radio, because he's a radio talk show, just like you. And but New World Order, he gets half of it right. But you know what? I've had a lot of callers over the years call into his show and promote your show, including me. And you know what? You ought to bring him on there, because he doesn't like when things get brought up about your videos and stuff. And he's said some stuff about you that you probably wouldn't care. I'm not going to get into that. But he'd make an excellent person to have on the show.
No, what does
he
say about me? That's fine.
No, that's okay, too. That's okay, you know?
We have to import criticism. I love it. The people won't call and do it. Tell me what he says about me. I don't even know who this guy is, but tell me.
Well, I'll tell you his name if you want to know his name.
Well, we'll do that off here. I don't want to give him any attention. But
that's fine.
But, I mean, tell me what he says about me.
Well, he's the crazy guy who makes those goofy videos, and he thinks he wraps all these New World conspiracies and tied to it. And
yeah,
no documentation.
I told people 5 years ago that the Supreme Court had said they were going to go under UN control. That was their own official document. Now it's been in USA Today. Why are our courts, this Republican-appointed court, 7 of the 9, saying we're under UN control? I got another question for him. Why is Bush for amnesty? Why is he for the assault weapons ban? Why is he giving supercomputers to China? Why did Rumsfeld give the reactors to North Korea? Why did he sign campaign finance reform restricting who we can interview before an election? I mean, this is sick. I look at the fruit on a tree, folks. And if it's rotten with maggots hanging out of it, I'll say it's got maggots. George Bush is a gigantic maggot.
Wow. Hey, you know what? They'll say about, well, George Bush's dad said about New Order, but he's not his dad's older than Bill. But his little catchy sayings that don't mean anything but sound real good.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
He'll talk about how...
No, Bush just says global order, our new global order. He doesn't say New World Order, but all of his minions do. New World Order this. You ought to go to the PNAC documents written by Cheney and Rumsfeld. It's New World Order. We're going to take over. What did you think about Ron Paul, the most conservative voting record, saying that Trotskyites run the White House?
Well, he wouldn't talk about that one.
Oh, I bet he wouldn't.
But he'll say, well, he doesn't sign on the UN. He doesn't sign the Kyoto Treaty. He doesn't sign on to the UN documents.
Let me break that down. He cuts abortion funding by $87 million and then increases it by $3 billion. Smoke and mirrors. That's a over $2 billion increase. He says he doesn't sign on to Kyoto, but then it orders the Chicago Mercantile to start selling energy credits and allows it to, quote, be a privatized system, which is what they wanted in the beginning, private taxation. He goes down to Mexico and says we need world taxation. So it's all smoke and mirrors.
Exactly. And like you've always said, I don't care what people say in these politicians. There. I watch what they do.
He signed on to UNESCO.
That's right. That was the big one. He put our troops under UN command. Then he goes to UN up there and begs their permission. Hey, if I go to your house and ask you to do something, who's in charge?
That's it. It's all good cop, bad cop. I mean, look, they'd have found the weapons of mass destruction. They would have been caught in all these lies. They've been ordered to look bad, to look stupid, to make conservatives look bad. And we should divorce ourselves from Bush and all these people, or the what we call the liberals, are going to take over. And let me tell you, they're going to love the Patriot Act. They're going to love the Victory Act. They're going to love it all. And the training under Bush isn't about Muslims, folks. It's about Christians. It's about conservatives. That's who's targeted by this. FEMA is training them right now that homeschoolers and gun owners and land rights groups are illegal. Thanks for the call. Really good points. Yeah, you know, a lot of these neocons, look, I don't know about this guy, I don't know who you're talking about, but these neocons at these Clear Channel stations, they're told, do not talk about Bush. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 94 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Theoricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. I'm going to take five more calls from Chris and Rob and Richard and, is it Andy, Roy, and others. And then that's it for the calls because there's some other news I need to get to. But the callers are taking us in interesting directions as usual. Very interesting and revealing. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Oklahoma. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
A friend of mine was telling me that there were some lawsuits close down websites because they were not accessible to the blind?
Oh, no, they're not lawsuits. It's law in England that if one thing on your website isn't accessible, some flash animation, some picture, doesn't have text attached to it, you get long prison sentences. And then, of course, that's all selectively enforced against politically incorrect websites or smaller groups that don't have the money to do it. And in this country, they're moving to make even the newspapers do it. We have a lot of blind listeners. They've called in and said this is wrong. And there's all these weird regulations that keep these systems from getting inexpensive for people. It's just a big scam, but it's all in the name of helping people. Now, you know, you have to put something out this way so the blind can see it.
Yeah, see, I am actually a blind student. I'm a computer science student.
Oh, a caller said you were going to call earlier. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that would be me. Yeah, this is wrong, but if you want my opinion on it, if it's a private group, if that's their property, they should be able to do whatever they wish with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But see, this is how we get rid of freedom. It's oh, we're going to put microchips in people, but just the pedophiles. Well, good. Kill them, pedophiles. But no, see, they're setting the precedent. Or, oh, we're going to arrest you because your website wasn't accessible for the blind because we care about the blind. No, it's about government saying what you can and can't do with your free speech. And now they're starting to do that here in this country, not just in England. We're on the same page.
I'm not sure, really sure, how much they care about the blind. But the other side of the coin is, of course, if it's a government website, if it's a government website that's taxpayer-funded, I bear on the side that it probably should be accessible to everyone, and they should make every attempt, every effort.
Well, that's why there's the lawsuits with the voting machines, and I agree. If it's something they're making you do, then it should certainly work. And look, I've had folks that are blind tell me that that our websites, Prison Planet InfoWars, are real good because it's, you know, everything's text.
They sure are.
Or about 90% of it is. But in England, they're saying if you have a picture, it better have text embedded. Well, we don't have the time to do that. We can't do that, or we'll just get rid of pictures.
Not everything in the world is going to be accessible for the blind. It's an unfortunate fact of life, but...
Well, you say you've been on my website. Is it easy to navigate?
I've been on your website. I've read things, read news items off of InfoWars.com. I've been on PrisonPlanet.com and read things there. Yeah, hey, it works fine.
But is there a lot of stuff you can't read, or how much of it doesn't have text?
Well, the stuff I'm interested in reading is all text.
But they're saying in England, if you got a picture or a flash animation, it better have text on it.
Well, I don't know. I don't care. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I mean, the news items and things that I want to see are all there. They're all there for me, you know.
For sites like mine that are almost exclusively text, you know. But the problem is, they will selectively enforce it.
Yeah.
And on top of it, you just said it. I mean, why didn't I say that? It's simple. It's your property.
It's your property, and that's the thing. You know, this country was built on the idea of private property. That was one of the tenets of people like John Locke. And those were some of the guys some of the originators of the philosophies of the founding fathers. So yes, this country is built on the idea of private property.
You know what's interesting? There's a lot of folks who can't hear or can't see, and they know more about the New World Order than I do. And then you got people that have got all their faculties except for their sixth sense or their discernment, and they're totally deaf, dumb, and blind, but they've got eyes to see and ears to hear, as Christ said. Have you not found that those are some of the blindest people out there?
I would agree with you there. I call them the great unwashed. I mean, most people just are asleep.
But why have I found statistically that the blind and people that can't hear, why are they generally more awake to the New World Order on average than others?
Because we're forced by circumstance to use what we have, more effectively.
If you turn away from a TV and just listen to it, you can hear the sickening manipulation. Or if you turn the volume off and just watch it, you can see it.
No doubt.
Have you not found that just listening to it, you can really pick up on stuff?
I don't listen to TV. I don't have one. Well, I have one. It's in a closet.
I hear you. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
I think that's it. The touch screens are a bad idea, especially touch screen voting, but there are technical solutions to that. I could go into some of that.
Okay, well, go into that on the other side real quick. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because
it's the best your body can use for good health and vitality. That's purehealthsystems.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, the visually impaired have sued in Florida because the touchscreens basically aren't designed for the blind. And obviously, it needs to go back to the paper ballot. There's 100 reasons why these are bad. It just turns out the CIA also just so happens to run the major companies, that's admitted now, and that they've taken our right to vote away, but it's being attacked from the point of view of the Americans with Disabilities Act that, hey, you know, people don't know how, you know, can't use these if you're blind. These are visual. And you can't have somebody in there to help you. So our caller who was blind, Chris in Oklahoma, was saying that he had some solutions for this, at least for one facet of this. Go ahead, Chris, and finish up what you were saying.
Most obvious solution is to put some sort of a communications port on the voting machine by which a blind person could hook up a computer to it who is voting that way. He could actually communicate with the machine and submit his vote. That shouldn't be too hard to do. It wouldn't be hard to do at all.
Yeah, but that's what Diebold's doing to the back door. So there'd be a. But what about just having an audio input where you'd put a headset on so folks wouldn't hear what your vote was, but then when you put the cursor over the proper area, it would tell you and then read to you what the ballot said. I mean, that software is out there. It shouldn't be too hard for them to put that in there.
No, it wouldn't. I don't see why they can't just have keyboards on these machines. Why do they have to have touch screens? Are they really that more efficient? I mean, if you had keyboards, you could easily have...
Well, sir, about 70% of the population doesn't know where Iraq is. Doesn't know who the vice president is under Clinton or under Bush. They have no idea even where North America is, and I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, we're here a thinking audience. I'm not being elitist. We're just average folks. We would be dumb compared to our founding fathers. I mean, you read stuff they wrote. It's giant words, complex thoughts, great historical understanding. But the general public has been so dumbed down that sometimes I think my dog is smarter. And so that's why they don't have keyboards in there, because most people have never even touched a keyboard and have no idea even how it operates.
Sure. I want to make another point. You've talked on here about these touchscreen machines being especially vulnerable to fraud, various forms of voter fraud.
Well, they have back doors built into them, and almost all the heads of the companies are former deputy directors of the CIA, and they've been caught by the media in meetings bragging about manipulating our votes. I mean, it's basically out there that this is a fraud.
Yeah, they could. Of course, there are technical solutions to that too. You know, using cryptographic algorithms and whatnot.
Well, of course, but the things are designed with back doors and wireless connections back to the companies.
Right.
They're designed to steal elections. They're designed with no security.
So these things are just a bad idea in general.
They are. Well, I mean, the League of Women Voters is arguing against Congressman Rush Holt's bill to have a paper ballot generated by the touchscreen so there can be a recount. I mean, they want to get rid of recounts altogether. Is that what America's about? Does that not prove they're trying to steal the election? The League of Criminal Voters? I mean, the League of Women Election Stealers? I mean, the League of Communism? I mean, the League of Women Voters has been caught over and over again stealing elections. They are wicked devils.
Right. Well, that was just all I really had to say.
All right, good to hear from you. God bless you, sir. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Rob in Wyoming. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wish you'd just come out of your shell and tell us what you really think now.
Oh, they're disgusting. They're disgusting.
Yeah, they
make me sick.
Me
They've been
too.
Caught
me
all
too.
Over the country stealing elections, and now they want to take my right to vote away. They want to take my record away. That makes me real mad. I'm mad at them. They're destroying America.
Cool.
They should make us angry.
Yeah, they had some reference to it on PBS the other day, like it was a good thing. Like, oh, no, it was the news. California, they want to. That was one of the
Oh, it was discriminating, but don't worry. We've got a problem. We've got a reaction. We got a solution. Touchscreens.
Well, they had
with
to bring
no
it up.
Record. It's so good.
Well, they phrase it like they got to bring it up to current technology. It's old-fashioned, obsolete, you know.
Hey, of course, there can't be a record or receipt. You get that in an ATM at the bank, but
yeah,
not
that's old-fashioned.
Here. Oh, we can't do that.
Having a receipt is old-fashioned, obsolete.
Diebold was caught, the big company with the CIA, accessing it in the 2002 election in a county that had it, manipulating things. They've been caught doing it.
Hey, I thought it was real interesting that you had Doctor Who theme song there.
Yeah,
the
I got
president,
a lot of music we need to get in there and play.
The president reminds me of the doctor. Because no matter what he looks like, you know, he might be a little old man or a Ichabod Crane type or, you know, a dandy or something. But it's always the same guy. No matter how he's dressed, how he presents himself.
That's it. It's always Doctor Who. That's right.
Right.
No matter if it's Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton.
Exactly. Well, I kind of go along with you. I think Reagan found out who the bosses were. When he was offered,
oh yeah, he came
Bush.
Out and said, yeah. I mean, Reagan came out and said, I'm going to cut taxes and I'm going to the IRS. We're going to get rid of it and boom.
But his son Michael Reagan sure can't do enough for the New World Order as a phony conservative, can he? Telling people that they don't have the right to travel—that's a privilege. These are all come from legal fictions. It's legal fictions that exist by privilege, not natural human beings.
It's amazing to watch these guys.
Well, have you heard of USA versus Kuglin of this
no,
year
I haven't.
In Tennessee? It's a real victory. It was posted on Rents.com for a while.
The woman who sued the IRS tried to arrest her and it got thrown out?
Well, the judge said, I don't work for the IRS.
Yeah,
so
and then the jury came out and said that she's not guilty. Yeah, I covered that.
Well, now with this, you know, all the chess pieces are moving right into place. It's so transparent. We got to have the UN come down and establish a base over a huge oil supply because a global army needs a huge oil supply. You know, it's not for you and you to drive around in your car except to be more productive on the plantation for the big machine.
And then they're going to have a portion of the satellite tracker box tax goes to the county, the city, so they get behind it and force it through the federal government, and they're saying about 10% of that satellite tracker tax is going to go to the UN. And you're for it, aren't you? Because it's feeding the starving children.
Well, that in itself, that tax going to the UN, is proof that they consider themselves as agents of a foreign power.
Well, I mean, the Supreme Court has told us, including the Republican Supreme Court, that we follow the UN. That's our authority.
Yeah,
not the Declaration of Independence, not the Bill of Rights. And then these neocons get on the radio and go, anybody that says there's a new world order is a kook.
That's the
kook detector. Go back to sleep. It doesn't exist.
What do you think of that, what's his name, William Kristol on Fox?
His father was the head of the Communist Fourth International, according to Ron Paul and according to the National Post of Canada. They're socialistic. They go, wow, Bush is actually a Trotskyite. And look at all these Trotskyites. We're actually like him.
Well, they give you an alternative. They've opened up this huge can of worms. They went and knocked down a hornet's nest on purpose. And then Bush says in this Fox interview, he says, I don't go along with these people that say leave a sleeping dog lie. Yeah, those people say don't knock down hornet's nests for no reason unless you have an incentive. An agenda.
P2OG, Rumsfeld's little provocateur army, admits, this is the stuff that's declassified, that they want to go kill Arabs to get them to attack us so then we have a pretext to attack them.
He's knocking the hornet's nest down, then turning around saying, hey, folks, sorry, I knocked down a hornet's nest. There'll be more attacks now.
We're going to have to take all your rides.
I'm sorry.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, buddy. Let's talk to Richard in Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, welcome.
I love your show, and I'm finally getting my wife kind of informed in your ideal thinking by leaving documents just laying around the house that are print off the website.
You mean you're deprogramming her?
Yeah, exactly.
You're removing the blinders.
So and,
she's a free creature now.
Exactly. And what's nice about it is now she's catching things. Some reason I admitted I was watching a Pauly Shore movie, the In the Army Now, and you might have found this before, but they're right in the middle of the movie talking about UN Resolution 911, and I didn't know if there was ever a UN resolution. It's the movie where he's invading Libya as a private, and it's just kind of stuff from the mid-90s.
Yeah, I've seen part of that.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was ever a real resolution or is it just kind of thrown in there.
I don't know. When I saw that, I wanted to check it out a few years ago. I didn't check it out.
Okay. Well, that's about all I had. I have nothing new. Oh, and there's one other thing. A lady here in Knoxville is now suing against the Patriot Act.
Oh,
and,
good.
And they had a big forum down here, and they had about a couple hundred people at the city county building. And one protester saying the Patriot Act was good and 200 people saying it was evil.
But I'm sure the paper spent half their time on the one person.
Right, they did. Exactly. Well, that's all I had today. And once again, thanks for your show.
All right. Appreciate the call, sir. Let's talk now to Andy in, where is it, Indiana? Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
Hey, love your show. I also listen to you when you are on the Bill Beauchier show in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah, Bill's a great guy.
Yeah, he is. You do a good job when you're being interviewed on a show like that. You're powerful and you make good points, so keep that up. Hey, I just want to make a couple comments about a comment a previous caller made. Actually, you made the comment to him. You said that we're dumb compared to our founding fathers, and that's true. I couldn't agree with you more. Compared to previous generations, this generation is dumb and it's lazy. Basically, all we're interested in is our Nintendos and PlayStations, and it would be easy for the government to take our rights from us because, for the most part, I don't think the majority of Americans would fight for it.
Look, they have polls where the majority of school children, I mean high school, don't know who the vice president is, don't know where Iraq is. Adults don't know. So when you try to talk to one of these adults, when they laugh at you, it's because they know they're stupid. They think you're trying to show off. See, to them, knowing what the Fourth Amendment is an uppity thing. Look, we got one that can read. Who does he think he is? I'm against Batman with a thing on head. President Good, we be attacked. We give up right to be safe. They just don't understand it.
I was in the military with a guy that immigrated from a foreign country. And the sad thing is he knew more about our constitutions and the working of our government than most American citizens do, most people that were born here, because he had to take a test in order to become a citizen. And
here's an example. We got a Fourth Amendment. We got a Fifth Amendment. How does the IRS come take a Seventh Amendment? How does the IRS come and take your bank account without indicting you, without a grand jury, without... Where's the trial? Folks, that's not freedom.
No, there is no freedom. I'll tell you another thing. I hear a lot of people talking about the people who are serving in Iraq that have been there for 7 months and that they were reservists. Just to draw a comparison, my dad was in the Korean War. He was in the Marine Corps Reserves, was called up for 18 months of combat duty, and believe me, my dad served in some severe combat. He was injured. He told me about how his friends over there were losing their limbs from frostbite, how they had frozen sea rations at best. He said that when they were able to go back off the front, the Red Cross would be there to serve hot meals, but they would charge the troops
for
the
meals. The Red Cross is the trash of Earth, the filthiest of the filthiest trash, absolute vermin.
So, I just want to give credit where credit's due. Some of these veterans that have served in Korea, Vietnam, World War II have seen some horrendous, just diabolical combat.
Well, and on purpose, they just don't care about the troops. Korea was probably our worst war for America in casualties and everything, and you never hear about it because they weren't a bunch of whiners.
Yes, you're right.
Just amazing individuals.
They were tough people, tough people. There's nobody like that in our current generation. My dad told me of some of the combat they fought against the Chinese. He said they would be mowing those Chinese down with machine guns till the barrels melted, and the Chinese would just keep coming in hordes, running over the dead bodies. There was just no way to stop them. That is sick. These guys over in Iraq, yeah, I feel sorry for them. I've served in the military. 7 months is a long time for a reservist to be away.
They just extended it by a year.
Yeah.
So they're going to be getting that 18-month.
At least they get email, and I'd say for the most part their food's a heck of a lot better and they're not dying of frostbite.
Well, my whole point is I do support the troops, and they shouldn't get charged for their meals when they're in the sick bay. And that's wrong, and it just shows how, Halliburton's going to get tens of billions, but the troops have got to pay for their food.
Yeah.
And breathe depleted uranium. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate it. Now, no more calls, because I need to get to some news here, folks. The United Farm Workers of America President Arturo Rodriguez is hailing Bush. His Bush wants blanket total amnesty. You got the Communist Farm Bureau loving Bush. Of course you do. Breakthrough near for illegal immigrants and farmers. Farmers and Farm Workers Tuesday uncorked a potentially groundbreaking compromise that offers hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants the prospect of becoming legal U.S. residents following years of discussions that were sidetracked by terrorism fears and stuck on some perennial converse and controversies. Negotiations presented what were uniformly described as the historic deal. The new legislation gives farmers streamlined access to foreign workers and gives farm workers a fresh shot at a precious green card. And I've read the bill, folks. It's been out for months. We've had Glenn Spencer on. It is blanket total amnesty. You get here, you get a card. And 800 and something cities are accepting any fake card that they admit anybody can just buy. This is absolutely horrible. And there's no reason any of us should put up with it. I promised I'd read this. I'll read it quickly, but I'm going to have to bleep out a lot of this. This is from the Drudge Report. It's on InfoWars.com right now. Campaign chases erotic Mapplethorpe nude photos of Schwarzenegger. As the final days of the historic California recall election near, another historic development has unfolded behind the scenes. Campaign operatives are scrambling to contain full nude erotic photographs taken by controversial Robert Mapplethorpe, full nude photographs of Arnold Schwarzenegger. The shocking nudes of Republican Schwarzenegger have been kept under lock and key at the estate of Robert Mapplethorpe in New York, and it continues to report Mapplethorpe, whose infamous self-portrait with a bullwhip inserted bleep, 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 has many photographs of bleep and men bleep engaging in bleep, 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 bleep. Schwarzenegger, one of the favorite subjects, sources close to the late artist tell the Drudge Report. Others have never seen an election official in such detail. Oh, yeah, Robert Mapplethorpe. He's the guy that liked to, put crucifix in urine and worse, and like you to pay for it. And that's par for the course. You don't get into the, standard fare at the Grove, just old naked men running around frolicking. Your Christian conservative leaders, folks. No wonder people aren't coming to Christ, because they see that and think that's Christianity. The sickening joke, these guys with all their racehorses and their prostitutes and their 1.4 million gambling bills, and they're running around naked in the woods, and the male prostitute shipped in by the jet load to Bohemian Grove, according to mainstream news. That's your Christian conservatism. Giant carts of male prostitutes.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, Berkey is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
I can't back down. I won't back down. Welcome back, folks. Final segment. Again, we do the show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 and back from 9 to midnight. On the global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, and at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. And, of course, on a growing list of wonderful AM and FM affiliates, the internet at InfoWars.com. U.S. troops detain AP photographer. And it's an AP article. They knew they were AP reporters, and they detained them, wouldn't let them have water, slapped them around a bit, made them stand around for 3 hours in temperatures of 110 degrees, wouldn't let them have water, cussed at them, yelled at them. They're lucky because U.S. clears soldiers and killing of Reuters cameraman. This guy had total authorization and found some mass graves of U.S. troops, and there's video of them. They didn't even take the video, the tank driving right up and them just blasting this guy. I mean, he videotaped them killing him. And there's an admitted U.S. government plan to, quote, kill reporters to keep them out of there. That's on the websites. U.S. soldiers, again, detain AP photographers, and their driver deny them water. 911 panel seeks more documents from White House. Sure, in that staged event. And the Bush administration has significantly improved cooperation with the independent commission. Independent commission, folks. It's like having Al Capone investigate Don Corleone. Musharraf again fakes terror arrest for political leverage. This is the Asia Times. Big story. Karachi, just like the magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat, Pakistan President General Musharraf's intelligence forces have contrived a feat of equal illusion with the arrest of a number of foreign students alleged to have been terror links. The lengthy article goes into how it's totally staged and how our government arrests people, claims they're terrorists, and it turns out they're CIA, and then knows that we don't even notice, and 10 months later says they capture them again and again. They don't even change the names. They're practicing open lies to condition you and set the precedent. I mean, I don't know if you get what I'm saying here. This is so massive. CIA paid mullahs to counter anti-U.S. feeling out of the Scotsman. The CIA paid mullahs and created fake Islamic religious leaders to preach a moderate message and counter anti-American sentiment in the Arab world after September 11th attacks. Oh, just like they created the Taliban and Al-Qaeda to radicalize, and the Washington Post reported, shipped over $10 million worth of books, radical hadiths about how to kill Americans to the small children of the Middle East. And it goes on, in the CIA at war, Ronald Kessler, an investigative reporter and author of several books about the CIA and the FBI, also details espionage activity in Iraq, which supported the March invasion that toppled the Iraq president, paying off the leaders and paying off al-Qaeda. And now they are reporting mainstream news that Saddam was flown out to Belarus, and that's being confirmed. But that came out before the war and after the war. It's totally staged. He was CIA in 58. Fell out of favor, finally made the deal. Organizers say Matrix Big Brother database would be tied with the CIA. It's called the Matrix. Associated Press admitting that. And it just continues. Oh, by the way, all the NASA panel has resigned over that situation. There's been a rash of hepatitis in the Indian tribes of South America after they got their vaccination. So the answer is more vaccinations. Man, I tell you, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of time. I hope that everybody will get 911, The Road to Tyranny, Police State, Three Total Enslavement, The Masters of Terror. They're all great films. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Groves. You can see what the phony neocons do. They're not Christians, folks. The videos are $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. Order Out of Chaos, the new book, over 300 pages, is $19.95. Get a second book and for only $12. Give us a gift. My book's only $12. Ascent into Tyranny. Call right now. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. Get powerful videos and books that'll wake people up, that'll educate you and your family, and support this show, my outreach. 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. 888-253-3139. You can do so much more if you just support us. I'm out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Just get out there and stand up to tyranny. We're going to win this thing. The globalists are afraid of you. You got power. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded.